This is a CA14 Marketing Podcast.
This is the first in my new podcast series on marketing and communications called Been There, Done That. And it's about the role of luck. When Warren Buffett was asked what the most important factor was in determining success, he picked luck over the many other choices and perhaps more expected answers, such as self-confidence, education, hard work, and upbringing. From the luck of having certain genes and parentage, which help predetermine health and character and home and culture, to the random luck of just being in the right or wrong place at the right or wrong time, this factor is often unrecognized and underestimated when thinking forward. It's worth being aware of and factoring in during such times of uncertainty as these. When I was VP of a B2B agency specializing in the healthcare sector in Montreal in the 70s, I led the risky adventure of opening a Toronto office following in the wake of numerous pharmaceutical companies escaping political uncertainty in Quebec down the 401 to Toronto. We had the portfolio and the reputation and resources covered, but it was an increasingly competitive marketplace, and setting up operation from scratch in a new environment was going to be a real challenge. One random lucky draw and one lucky piece of networking seeded the future decade of success for us. Hard teamwork, business acumen, and heart in it drive sealed the deals. The lucky draw was the letter A. From my Montreal office looking for prospects to fuel our expansion, I decided to go alphabetically down the list of pharma companies headquartered in Toronto. The first call to the first A in the directory was to Allen & Henbury's, which is now, of course, GlaxoSmithKline, to their marketing manager who had just fired his agency. Bingo! I'm invited to pitch, and I'm on a plane studying the research I had quickly packed. Several meetings went really well, and we were awarded our launch account, making the venture profitable from day one. The lucky piece of networking occurred in the same period, thus doubling our take on the roll of the die. My partner had lunch with a friend one day in the aviation industry who had a friend in marketing at a Canadian aircraft manufacturer, De Havilland Aircraft. When the friend learned we were setting up operations in Toronto, where the company was headquartered, he referred us to his De Havilland contact, who then told a newly appointed marketing coordinator who had just been tasked with advertising. Being new and inexperienced and without an agency to handle a greatly increased ad budget to launch their new flagship Dash 8, this young marketing coordinator quickly connected with me in my new Toronto office. Never before or since have I heard the words, "Can you handle $1 million ad budget and how soon can you commit?" That night I celebrated my first $1 million account acquisition and invested in a new suit to meet the new client's management. It served me well. A little over a year later, we helped produce the dramatic launch event of the beautiful Dash 8 in a hangar filled with dignitaries, which included the Prime Minister Trudeau. Twice lucky so far in this new venture, Toronto was starting to feel like home. Luck comes in different flavors and can cut both ways. After a few years, our Toronto operation was the leading earner in our three-city, including Manchester in the UK, empire. It was easy come for almost a decade until it was easy go. As luck would have it, the president of the very client, A, that launched us to success, passed away unexpectedly. I received a call from the new guy before I had a chance to set up a meeting to make him familiar and comfortable with our services and our team. It was short, with little explanation. We had done a good job, but it was time for a change. Gone. No discussion. Putting the phone down was an enormously heavy task, one that I've had to repeat again when De Havilland was bought by Boeing, which turned to a larger agency to fulfill its new marketing dreams. This time, on the downslope, we experienced a double dose of bad luck, as our performance with both clients had never been an issue. The silence at the end of a call can be golden, as you bask in self-satisfaction, or it can be dark, as you are swamped by fear of failure, especially dire during these precarious COVID-19 times. Accepting the role of luck, good or bad, and using all the other success factors to balance are imperative for survival. So is a good suit, and my $1 million suit still had lots of thread left.